Pig Radio, KPIG Freedom 107.5, KPYG Cayucas 94.9, KPIG.com. It is about a minute past 8 o'clock, and it's time for his morning commentary. So here is Travis T. Hip.
You know, those were the days, man, when hot rodding was still street, and most of what was going on in the world of teenage automotive rebellion was divided into two categories. There was the show, which were really nice custom cars with chopped tops and things like that. And go, which meant that your car was probably painted primer, and you spent all of your time with a wrench trying to swap out engine blocks in your Ford 40 Ford Coupe. And that was the height of the days when anybody could play the game. Anarchy ruled. The only thing that came any place close to being organized were the local dirt track racing scenes. Salinas was one of the biggest in California, and a great place to run. And dirt track racing on Saturday nights was just spectacular as an entertainment media to the people who came to the thing, and an opportunity to really go out and try out your ideas in hot rodding. It was a good time, and mainly it was exciting and all of that, but nobody in the stands in the Salinas expected to see any of the drivers or cars they were watching at the Daytona 500 the next year. It was simply a question of class. There were the people who could do it and have a good time and give you a few thrills, and there were the people who really did it and who set records and ran in the big time of what was becoming NASCAR at the time. But there was that class difference. You just knew right away that you were playing in the under leagues, in the locals, as opposed to the big leagues. Well, unfortunately, this year's political news has divided itself into much the same situation. There are those who are attempting to capture the nomination for the Republican Party for President of the United States, who are the equivalent of medium to poor dirt track Saturday nighters. And then there is the President of the United States, Barack Obama, who is daily raising the reputation and the power of the presidency back to a peak of respect and acceptance that we have not had in the world at large for at least 20 years. We are on the mend. The economy is coming back. Various things that are only noted when you run into them, like how easy it is now to handle a disability claim in the Social Security system as opposed to even 5 years ago when it took a hearing and could take 2 years to get qualified. All sorts of small acts and reforms have improved the performance of government, cut its cost, and made effective policy out of what had been rhetoric in all of the previous administrations. Barack Obama is showing us what a class politician can do and how he can handle himself for the honor and the improvement of our nation. That is simply true. You can't get around it. You may not like it. You may think that he's moving us toward socialism, but he's moving us, which no other president in the last decade has been able to do. Now, the question now is, what's happening here that the people of America, and particularly our blushing media, are so totally enamored with this race between a group of, what is it, five now? Four or five incompetents. I mean, really, none of the people, with the possible exception of Ron Paul, has got anything approaching a greater scale picture of America and its place in the world, the economy and our place in the job market, healthcare, any of those areas. none of the people running for president or for the nomination for the Republican Party at this moment are capable of dealing with any of the issues, much less all of them at once. There's Saturday night dirt trackers in the NASCAR world, and it's about time that we started to think about the reality of things outside of the media bubble, which has chosen to make this idiot race into some sort of a meaningful contest. What we are doing, friends and neighbors, is choosing the chicken that we are going to throw into the pot. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. on the Pig on the Radio. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.